So one other thing about this case that's really interesting, this is a 70-year-old man that we're talking about who's on the lenvatinib, is that he has a history of rheumatoid arthritis controlled with DMARDS, which I don't even know what that is, but I guess it's a RA-type drug.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So does that mean you're never going to consider a checkpoint inhibitor, or would you?
Well, for patients that I'm treating, I mean, in the front line, you really want to treat patients with the best available agent and not necessarily exacerbate a co-occurring medical illness. And certainly there are a subset of patients with liver cancer that have forms of autoimmunity, whether that's affecting the liver predominantly, whether it's affecting another organ, Crohn's, colitis, or other immune-mediated diseases. You know, we do know from melanoma literature that if you try to treat these patients, you may increase the morbidity associated with the primary autoimmunity, and you may exacerbate that. And indeed, most, if not all, of the clinical trials that have looked at immune checkpoint inhibitors have really excluded patients with active autoimmunity. So you don't necessarily know if by giving it, you might not worsen that underlying condition. So I consider autoimmunity a relative contraindication to immune checkpoint inhibitors. It's not to say I might not consider it in certain instances, but I would do so with extreme caution and also, you know, with co-management by a rheumatologist or whoever is managing that autoimmune condition.
So I don't know when this man presented, but if you had been aware of the data of atezobev, or if somebody like this presents to you next week, would you give first-line atezobev with that history of rheumatoid arthritis?
No, I would not. I would steer away from immunotherapies right now. You know, I think, you know, the atezobev data and IMbrave 150, it's super exciting. I think immunotherapy is certainly here to stay. We're going to be using a lot more of it. I'd say that we're still waiting for more data. And I am somewhat uncomfortable about treating patients with underlying autoimmunities when I know there is an alternative like lenvatinib that has a high objective response rate and is at least non-inferior to sorafenib based on the phase 3 REFLECT data.